Queens, push the red, go back. She's pumping weight, in and out of state, out of state. stay nice and plain. See your lifestyle is straight. Wait, she's into licking shots, sticking blocks. Got a shorty on the team. The shorty's into picking locks, making D's, taking trips, cross seas, toting up to date fashion. Cash they be stashing. Hangs with the cats that love packing gats, bulletproof vests, bulletproof baseball hats. Her in the crew stay right, getting high too. Lex coupes and jeeps, got peeps, stand on God proof. It's all the same shame, just a different name. Shorty sipping cane, just to maintain.
Shorty, nice, shorty, rock OD. Shorty, me the Corvus, pass me some leads.
It's the lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Some die with the name, some die nameless. It's all the same cane. Me and my man did that thing and then 20 bills off of a buck, 20 sack of person. Sounded rap, but yet the fiends kept coming back. I'm trying to put my lifestyle in order. The game's mad deep, I keep my feet above the water. Quarter bit, got the wife and kid. The name is hiding in the plane, so out the game I slid. So now I'm into making it with my men. I hustle with my style, cooker works with my pen. Mr. Jeeps representing the gutter. Freaky tie, getting lied up, my brother.
Lay down slow, recognize a real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. If I got to choose the coast, I got to choose the east. I live out there, so don't go there. But that don't mean a nigga can't rest in the West. See some nice breast in the West. Smoke some nice cess in the West. Y'all niggas is a mess, thinking I'm gon' stop. Give it L.A. props. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. Case closed, suitcase filled with clothes. Linens and things, I'll begin things. People start to flash. 818, 213s, 313s, B.I.G. Frequently floss holes at Roscoe's. If I want a squirter, take her to Fat Burger. Spend about a week on Venice Beach. Sipping Crisco with some freaks from Frisco. I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back. Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. Cali got gunplay, models on the runway, scream Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance. I'll be whipping on the freeway, the NYC way, on the celly, celly with my homeboy Lance. Pass hands from left to right, only got 5 blunts left to light. I'm set tonight, better business at Versace store. Says he suck it till I ain't got no more. Only in LA, bust on bitches ballet, rub it in their tummy, lick it, say it's yummy. Then fuck your man, what's your plan? Is it to rock the tri-state? Almost gold, 5G's the show date, or do you wanna see about 7 digits, fuck holy exquisite. Cali, great place to visit. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali.
They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. A Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
We love to pump you, Funkenstein. Your pump is the best.
Talk!
Take my body and give it to mine to pump with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego.
Hit me with a one and then. If you like, hit me again. We love to Funkenstein.
Lipping, ego tripping, and body snatching.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg of the peep pump. With your mind.
We love to pump you, Funkenstein. Your pump is the best.
Let me hear it for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. To pump with the rest. Hit me with the one and then. If you like, hit me again.
All
we
right.
Love to Funkenstein.
A microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby!
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there.
We'll be right back. me on my ego.
WMFO and George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelics and Dr. Funkenstein. That's one of my favorite hidden Parliament Funkadelics hidden jams, because you don't hear that much, but that was the bam back in the day. You're in tune to the Chase. You're in tune to the Time Teller with Chase Goss, and we're bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. And we do it every Friday night between now and 10 p. and 12 midnight. Thanks for hanging out with me. Humphrey Park coming up at 11:30. Oh, man, we had it out a couple of days ago. I'm going to tell you about it in a little while. 91.5.
WMFO Medford.
More than pass, with finesse and the class, shape like an hourglass, yeah, the boss. Pressure them in at the E-class, and you know you're shopping in no matter what cost. Them not gonna waste, so them quick to talk, and it put them through, you're taking off like an aircraft.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone.
You are leaving.
10 concept looking good was a crime. Yeah. Belly skin smooth and in a pull up a line. Girl, you roam like a 2 pound kind of divine. Yeah. Bounce a girl cause she no worth your time. She can't walk side of you, she up it and behind. Yeah. Yeah. Cock up your bumper, you have the man, them a blind. But any man want you, them up it form a line. They got you. Test again, more than pass. With finesse and the class shape like an hourglass yard boss. Yeah. Pressure them in at the E-class. And you know you do your shopping it no matter what cost. Them not gonna waste so them quick fit talk. And it put them through you taking off like an aircraft. Yeah, yeah.
On 91.5 WMFO and a T-O-K in a Gal You Are Lead. That's one of my favorite old school reggae jams. I love that song. Which brings us up to about 11:30, and it's time for our Jazz and Hello. But before that, always going to fill you in with the Humphrey Report. And this week's a little interesting. You know, dogs listen like kids. You know, every once in a while, you got to put them in the space. You know, you got to put them in the spot because they get fresh. And you know, every once in a while, you got to put them in the spot. So, by the way, for those of you who saw I was in the hospital a couple of nights ago, I'm going to tell you why. And thank you for the all the well wishes and stuff on Facebook and the private notes. But I'm fine. My finger wasn't amputated. It's still on, but it's good. So anyway, I was opening a can of dog food for him on Wednesday night, and I'm watching TV, and he's sitting there watching me because I know he's hungry because I was out all day. So I open the can up, and it's this new stuff, this blue ribbon stuff. He loves it. Eats the stuff up like it's going out of style. So anyway, I take the, you know, it's one of those pop offs. You pull it off and pull the thing off. So I just, you know, not paying attention like I normally do. I just take the fork and I go to scoop some because I give him a half a can of that and a full cup of dry food, and he just woofs it right down. So anyway, I put my hand into the can to scoop out some food, and my index finger catches the rim of the can, and I slit my finger, put a good slit in it. Blood everywhere, blood all over the table, everywhere, blood all over the place, and you know, I get some blood in the can, and so. But anyway, I looked at it, and I said, you know, definitely gonna need some stitches, but I gotta feed Humphrey. So I said, let me finish feeding Humphrey, and then I'll go to the ER, and so I clean up, you know, all the blood and stuff, and you know, the blood that got in the can, I rinsed it out, and you know, there's no blood in the can. So I put his food down, you know, and put it down in front of him, and I'm like, hey man, go ahead and eat. You know, he's looking at it, then he looks back at me, and he looks down at the food again. I'm like, what, man? He said, eat. He goes, yeah, man. You know, when you cut yourself on the can, man, I'm sorry about your finger, you know, but when you cut yourself in the can, I saw you spilled some blood in the food there. I said, yeah, I did, man, but I cleaned it up. I rinsed it out, and I cleaned it out, and but there's no blood in your food. I cleaned it out. He's like, yeah, man, but yeah, you did get a little blood in it, so the food's contaminated, you know, so I don't know if I want to eat that. I said, what? I said, what do you mean you don't even know if you want to eat it? It's not contaminated. It's dog food. I cleaned it out, and I said, this is coming from a person who eats his own vomit. Matter of fact, you eat my vomit. And he looks at me, looks back down at the food. He's like, yeah, you got a point there. Then he went over and ate his food. But you know what I'm saying? You gotta put them in the place. You know, you gotta let them know who's, you know. You know, he thought I was gonna waste the whole can of dog food because there was a little blood. I cleared the blood out. There was no blood left in the can. And he's not gonna eat it because he saw a little blood in it. And so I had to, you know, straighten him out, tell him, you know, he eats his own, you know, he does. He eats his own vomit, he's my vomit, whatever. But I had to put him in space. So he's all set now. He didn't talk to me for a couple hours after that, but he ate it. He ate all his food. So that's our report for this Friday. Matter of fact, he went and saw Mary Beth also, so he's all puffed out. He's all, so fresh and so clean, so you can't tell him anything. But a little story there on Wednesday, I had to straighten him out. Which brings us to our Jazz Interlude at 11:32. And this week's Jazz Interlude is brought to you by Paul Brown. This is from the Cosmic Love album. This one's called Rhythm Method. On the Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford. All right, here you go, Ed. From my man Ed B. Five WMFO, and just concludes our Jazz Interlude for this Friday night. Paul Brown in Rhythm Method. Which drops us into our last 30. We call it Jam 30. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's Friday night.
Somebody's green!
You could be another face that I forget as soon as I move along. Everybody makes mistakes, am I mistaken for the way I carry on? You could show a little grace, but maybe things just went a bit too far. We are just who we are, no time for what if, so what if not? Heavy as a city.
Thank you.
it's all about. But I'm having doubts, cause I see you trying to play me out. When I brought my car to crib with beef, didn't I represent you when I caught him in the streets? So let me get the keys to the Lex, and all my checks, and all my hang up baguettes around your neck, babe.
Does it lace you with the finer things? Does it make you wanna scheme it? Yeah. Does it hit it from the front to back?
Oh.
Did you let him break it down like that?
Yeah. Ever since you met me, keys to the Bentley, and now they call you the reach is wide. I'm the type of guy that take you out and buy that ring with the rock that'll break your arm. Yeah. Players won't try that, now you can't deny that. Triple dub rap to the bar.com.
This here is a remarkable so
ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO and Jagged Edge, the remix to Let's Get Married. Once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. I do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. If this is your first time checking me out, please, please, come on back and check me out. I'm going to head south and grab a slice and wrap it up with D-Train for Medford, right inside of this.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Words. You know, I'm a pet owner, as you guys know. Check me out on Facebook. You know, me and Humphrey, my boy. So please, the weather's chilly. We still got a couple more weeks, couple more months, or maybe another month or so before it starts warming up for good. But please do not leave your animal outside in this weather, right? Please, please. Thank you.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left.
You
are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Red
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights and then take the next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made
Busted.
A mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving
Busted.
Is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Words. All right, be careful out there, man. Seriously, if you have to drink, you have to do whatever you do. There's Uber, there's Lyft, there's all kinds of stuff. Please be safe. We want you to get home and enjoy 2018, which is right in front of us. Once again, thank you for hanging out with me. Until next Friday night to work, like you do not need the money, dance. Like nobody's watching, and love like you want to be loved. And remember, life is like a bed of roses. Just gonna watch out for the pricks. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
Yeah.
But you can't stay here.
Good night, and thank you all for coming. Happy trails to you.